guys are wearing the shooting shirts, and they are words to live by. Two more, be more, four more. Thank you for sharing this moment with us this afternoon.
Pictures taken with his teammates from the 90s, the current Badgers.
Please direct your attention to the court
for our national anthem.
The Navy ROTC Color Guard, under the command of Midshipman DeGeese, present our nation's flag. And now, to honor America, please remove your hats and join us in the singing of our national anthem, performed today by Kira Denies.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
You good?
Yeah. What a start.
It was last night. There was a gathering of folks, including former teammates, the four guys I mentioned, Chris Conger, Sean Carlin, and Tracy and Michael Finley, just catching up with those guys, seeing the teammates here this weekend. It means the world. And I'll also say this, Charlie, you know Howard well. We'll talk more about him as we move on, particularly at halftime, because there will be another on-floor presentation with the family. But this coaching staff, this is, talking with a couple of the guys here in the last couple of days, right before tip of a basketball game, they've got to gather their emotions every bit as much as, if not more so, than the players.
Yeah, and this is going to be where their leadership is going to be needed, because to come off and watch something like that, you're going to have to bring yourself down and be ready.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As for the game itself, Illinois, as we mentioned, is a team that is rolling. It has shown vulnerability at times. Defensively, it's not a great team. But, man, when you're scoring 85 a game and you're hanging, 100-plus on Minnesota, 95 against Iowa, that could cover up a lot of issues at the other end of the floor.
It does. Some of the things that Wisconsin needs to do that we didn't get to share at the beginning because of everything being a little tighter, because of that defensive stuff, right, they give up jump shots really easily. They allow penetration, which a lot of teams don't in the Big Ten. So you're right. If they're shooting well, they're winning. It's when they're shooting under actually 50%, which sounds crazy.
Yes.
But when they're under that percentage, actually, I think it's like under 42, that's when they're really vulnerable because they get a little tight because they don't have that defensive structure.
All right, before we tip off this afternoon at the Kohl Center, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
I could tell you with the emotions involved with Howard Moore making his first Kohl Center appearance with 2019. can't say enough the work of people like Tim Valentine, George and Pam Hamill. Heather Garrison is just a remarkable woman, all that she does with guarding against cancer and then what she has done in this, this process of building support for Howard Moore Trennis, Howard's mother, Howard Sr., Howard's brother, Darnell, Howard's son, Jarrell, as Crockett Coast Guard, Jarrell Sr. at Middleton High School now. Unimaginable what they've gone through, but I can't say enough about the support of the other folks I have mentioned and the Wisconsin basketball family. It's second to none.
It really is. You know, and what a beautiful thing when somebody has such a tragedy to see the family, right? Howard used to talk about that all the time. You don't know how special this really is, right? And he would say it all the time, and he'd remind these young cats, because I think we talk about it, they haven't gotten to experience some of those things or seen that or had the staff to talk about that. So, you know, seeing Howard's reaction when he saw his teammates, yes. I mean, like, I there's probably some people still crying because it was so emotional to watch him have that. But, like, how beautiful, though, too, for Howard. That has to lift his spirits.
Yeah. I had two rehearsal cries earlier in the week. I'll unload about 3 o'clock this afternoon. But so now we go to the business of basketball and a Badger team that has struggled mightily on the road. But any number of programs can say that. In particular this season, and now it's critical to protect the home floor. 3 Big Ten regular season games remain, 2 here in Madison. They got Rutgers here Thursday, and a week from tomorrow, conference play concludes at Purdue. Your officials, DJ Carstensen, Brian Dorsey, Tim Cummer, Guerrier, and Crow to jump center, and Guerrier was going to wave the white flag, but they'll go ahead and re-jump as we are set to go. Wisconsin and Illinois. Now the toss and tap. It will belong to the Illini. Illinois moving to our right. And we are underway here at the Kohl Center. Marcus Damask against Tyler Wohl. That's an interesting matchup. The Badgers elected to go with yesterday as Damask backing on Wohl, backing in the lane. Turns up left hand. Off the rim, no good. Crowd, a rebound knocked out of bounds by Ty Rogers. So we're looking for that physical nature here, and Tyler Wohl draws that first assignment on Damask, who loves to back it down, that booty ball, as they call it.
And he's got the body for it. He's wide. That's a hard matchup for Klesmit, so that's a really good switch-up by Wisconsin.
Badgers move to our left in the first half. Klesmit against Damask, out between the circles, throwing to Hepburn. He's with Rogers high on the right. Refeeds Klesmit. Max surveys, turns it high on the left for A.J. Store. Store is against Shannon. Now out front for Hepburn off the Crowe screen. Chucky behind the back flip. On a bounce to Kraut, open three straight away is too long, no good. Terrence Shannon the rebound. And Shannon up the left side of the front court, flips to Ty Rogers. He'll barrel it in the lane. Got cut off by Kraut. A bounce out to Damask against Wohl on the left side. Damask will step beyond the three-point line, flips it to Terrence Shannon. He's with Chucky Hepburn. Now Damask off the Hawkins screen. And now a throw to Hawkins, picked up by Kraut on the switch. Hawkins backing in with 8 to shoot. Hawkins mid-post left. Left shoulder turn. Pivots again. Goes up right hand. That's off the rim, no good. Wohl the rebound.
Really nice job by Tyler to stay down, keep his hands off.
Here's Steven Crowell, minute 15 in, no score. Hepburn, left elbow, feeds Wohl. Tyler on the attack, runs it up and in, low on the right.
He's going to have a lot of those opportunities because they overextend the defense on the strong side, so really good job to attack the weak.
2-0 Wisconsin, a minute and a half gone by. Damask on the dribble at the top of the circle. Another interesting matchup is Klesmit against the 6'10 Hawkins. Now Damask for 3, and he hits it from the left side. Marcus does a lot of things well, but shooting 3s, not necessarily one of them, 27% coming in.
No, he's a set shooter, and so in that instance, Tyler got stuck underneath the screen, so really wide open for him.
3-2 the Illini. Here's Wohl, finds Chucky, and he throws it away, trying to get Crow at the right block. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Illinois.
I think he's been in so much service the last year, getting guys the ball, that he's got to take those opportunities. He was wide open on that back cut.
He was. 2 minutes gone by. 3-2 Illinois is Damask to the front court. Mr. Basketball in Wisconsin, standout career at Southern Illinois, and standing out in his season with the Illini. His pass intended for Hawkins is flicked out of bounds by Wohl along the left sideline. 17 to shoot.
Really, they go everything. Well, I shouldn't say everything, but they start their offense through Damask because of his size, because of his physicality. It opens a lot of things for that offense.
Here's Terrence Shannon. Bounces it to Hawkins out front. He's with Chucky Hepburn right now. Chucky trying to get into him. Hawkins on the dribble on the right wing. Now looking to back down Hepburn. Chucky digging, and Hawkins throws it up and in. That's 6'10 against Chucky Hepburn. It's now 5-2 Illinois, 2.5 minutes in. Here's Klesmit throwing the wall. Feeds Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn against Ty Rogers on the left-hand dribble. Throwing to Crowell at the top of the wheel. Flips the wall. Ball fakes the handoff to Storr. Instead gives it to Hepburn around a wall screen. Up and inside. Klesmit wraps it to Storr. 8 to shoot. A.J. baseline left. Backing on Shannon. Backing is Storr. Goes up in traffic. Right hand short. Rebound. Crowell back up and in. And Stevie, the offensive rebound of the putback.
He has got more size than most of the Illinois guys, so he's got to stay nose in right on that rim.
5-4 Illinois, 3 minutes gone by. Damask on the left side. Going to Guerrier, left wing, feeds Ty Rogers, and a whistle off the ball. They're going to get A.J. Storr here. Ryan Dorsey in the call. Game's first foul is on Storr of Wisconsin. Tyler Wall over there saying, take it easy, you're good. Rogers need to be as physical as the law allows here in this game against the Illini. Inbounds pass to Damask, outside left. On the defensive stance, Damask pulls, pops in the lane, 14 feet away. Back rim no good, Wall the rebound for the Badgers. 5-4 Illinois, 16:40 left first half. Max Klesmit on the right wing. Probing, kills the dribble, throws to Wall, whips it to Crowell at the top. Foul against Hawkins. Stephen picked up the dribble. He'll throw at the wall, right of the wheel. Tyler Wall bounces it to Klesmit. Max, mid-range, right side, good.
That's the stuff that Max has got to take advantage of because they're going to overextend on Tyler and for Chucky today.
6-5 Wisconsin. We're 3:50 into the game. Damask on the left side. Damask will bounce it to Rogers, left wing, feeds Quincy Guerrier, snaps off a three left side, back iron no good. Klesmit clears the rebound for Wisconsin. Defensive boards, Wisconsin a very good defensive rebounding team. Illinois, one of the better offensive rebounding teams in the country. 17-footer, Klesmit, good, as he's knocked down a couple of mid-range J's.
I'm going to say it early, Max has a 20-point game. This
like
is going to be in their favor.
I like it. 8-5 Wisconsin, 15:42 left first half. Now Coleman Hawkins backing on Klesmit, left of the lane. Backing to the mid post, still backing, turns left shoulder, up right hand, rolls off the right side iron, rebound tip to Guerrier, lost it, ball knocked loose, and it's dug out by Klesmit. He is double teamed, and now Illinois releases. Here comes Wisconsin. Hepburn on the push to the front court. Damask gets back defensively, and Hepburn hits the brakes, and the Badgers will run the offense. Crowell at the top, hands off to Chucky. Left side, snaps off a three. Back rim no good. Long rebound, batted around. Storr gathers. A.J. to the line, down the lane, goes up and got fouled. Guerrier, a little tardy getting position.
What I love about the aggressiveness of A.J. Storr is he used to take those bumps early in Big Ten, and now he's learning. Lean that shoulder in, man. Give it all you got.
Have our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15-10 left in the first half. Wisconsin 8, Illinois 5. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices on the largest in-stock appliance selection. Ready to take home today. A 5-cycle stainless steel dishwasher. It's only $598. Plus, get additional 11% off. Or get a stainless steel gas range. On sale for $648. Plus, get additional 11% off. Good through March 3rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. A.J. Storr at the free throw line hits the first. He was fouled by Quincy Guerrier. It's 9-5 Wisconsin, 15-10 left in the half.
Well, Wisconsin's doing a nice job of keeping Illinois out of that flow that they like to get into. And you can tell that because they've had two really early turnovers, which they don't turn the ball over a lot. And they're only shooting 28%. So good job by Wisconsin to set that tone.
A.J. hits both free throws to make it 10-5 Wisconsin. Storr comes out. John Blackwell, who played really well at Indiana, enters the lineup. And here's Marcus Damask, gets a high screen from Dane Danger, who has checked in for the Illini, and he has the ball now against Nolan Winter. And Danger started to get by him, but he wrapped him to get by him. Offensive foul on Dane Danger.
It's very nice of you to say wrapped. Assaulted. He hit him right in the face with an elbow.
He said, welcome to college basketball, young fella.
Ooh. Yeah, you got to go check him on that one. That might be a flagrant foul.
Yeah, they're taking a look.
He got him good.
Dane Danger's been getting a little more minutes here in these last couple of games for Illinois. His role has definitely changed going into this season. Danger played quite a bit last year, averaged close to 10 points a game. It's more like 5.5 now. So they're looking at it for a potential flagrant here.
Yeah, I think he was trying to scoop him out, and it's just timing right there. Actually, he fell. It wasn't an elbow, but he did get him good. Right,
yeah,
here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hand comes across.
Yeah, trying that little clear out where the hand got above the neck and shoulders. So.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's that big. He's probably thinking he's getting somebody around the waist.
But. Yeah, so now you have to determine if you're the officiating crew, you're going to let that be a basketball play, or is it excessive? Go get the third opinion right now. It's generally how it works. Two officials take a look, and then they bring the third one in. We have 14:58 left in the first half. It's 10-5 Wisconsin. Just set before you mentioned Danger's out there. Luke Goody, 6'7 junior out of Fort Wayne, also in the lineup for Illinois.
And I don't know the definition on this part of the rule, but it doesn't look like there was an intent. It wasn't like it was a elbow thrown or intentionally coming. It was an act of the play, right?
Yeah, looking to see if it's excessive contact, but is it part of a basketball type of play? That's what they're gonna take a look at here. I mean, my Badger goggles say give them a flagrant, but the realistness is, I think you kind of. You call a foul there, and maybe he did pop him pretty good, but
that's a good hit.
Yeah,
sure, that woke Nolan up.
A lot of times, the longer the discussion is, you wonder if they may call a flagrant here. We'll see. DJ Carstensen, Brian Dorsey, Tim Comer, your officials here this afternoon.
See these guys chuckling at each other like, man, you got popped.
Nolan's a guy, it's going to be fun to watch him in his career because he's going to continue to get stronger. He does not shy away. Talking to the staff this summer about that. And it looks like this is going to be a flagrant they're going to call here. Let's see. Flagrant one, it looks like that's going to be the call here on Dane Danger. Brad Underwood getting the explanation from DJ Carstensen. So it was like, he whacked him hard enough there. So like, okay.
Yeah.
So Nolan Winter doesn't spend a lot of time at the foul line. 11-16, make that 11-17 for the season. He will be at the line for the free throws, and he is good with the first.
What you were talking about earlier, all that prep and him liking that contact. I mean, from the stock that he comes from his dad, he's going to be a big boy once he gets in the weight room.
Trevor played at Minnesota. Both free throws good for Nolan.
He was so thick and hard to move.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nolan hits them both, and the Badgers are 4-4 at the foul line. Tuesday at Indiana for the game, they were 2-3. So it's 12-5 Wisconsin, a little more than 5 minutes into the game. And here comes Tyler Wall to the front court. Hands off to Klesman. Flips to Blackwell, feeding Hepburn high on the right. Chucky with a throw to Winter. Rotates to Wall, left point. A pass out midcourt for Hepburn with 15 to shoot. Hepburn against Shannon. A pass for Winter. Turns to Blackwell, bouncing for Wall, left of the lane. Single coverage from Hawkins. A little dig from Danger. Backing his Wall. Left shoulder turn, up right hand. Good. Wall with four. The lead is 9 for Wisconsin.
What Tyler did there really well was be patient. Wait to the defense to make that decision. As soon as they did, he turned and had that little baby hook.
Marcus Damask to the front court. Going to Terrence Shannon. Shannon, left-hand dribble, left of the lane. Knocked away Hepburn. Ball is loose, out of bounds. It belongs to Illinois.
That is a great matchup. I'm so glad we're getting to watch this today because Shannon's just got such a big physical 6'7", probably even body. And Chucky's obviously outsized, but his hands and his quickness, his anticipation today are going to be what this matchup's all about.
Connor Esegin will come in for Wisconsin, replacing Max Klesman. 13 to shoot, 14-14 left in the half. 14-5, Wisconsin leads Illinois. Luke Goody, baseline left, will inbound. Goody looking, still looking, and finds Damask left of the lane. This is up on Wall, now starts to back again. Into the paint is Damask. He'll turn up left hand. Good off the window. First score, they got 5 points for Damask.
That's a crafty game he's got.
Yeah, he's really, really good. 14-7, Wisconsin. A little more than 6 minutes gone by at the Kohl Center. The Siege in right wing, bounces the Wall, flips it into Blackwell, spins away from Shannon in the lane, muscles it up, no good. Rebound, Luke Goody of Illinois. Outlet to Shannon, lead feed Damask. He'll hit the brakes on the right wing. Now looking to back down on Hepburn. Damask backing, mid post right, in the lane. Pivots, turns it back out front. Now Shannon high on the right, throws it to Damask again on the right wing. And Damask drives, baseline right, offensive foul. He's shoved off on Chucky Hepburn. Damask the foul, that's his first.
You also have to be aware who you're playing against. He is a big physical guy, but if you go ramrod into a guard, you're going to get that call every time.
Nico Moretti will check in for Illinois along with Justin Harmon. Hawkins and Damask will sit down. Moretti is appearing in his 11th game, but he was a factor last weekend against Iowa. Scored 9 points, hit a couple of big threes, and 17 minutes of run. 13 and a half minutes left in the half, 14-7, Wisconsin. Hepburn throws the Wall at the top, turns at the store, outside left. A.J. curls off the wing, lost the dribble, ball is loose, picked up by Shannon. Turnover, Wisconsin. Shannon up the middle, bounces to Goody, refeeds Shannon at the top. Shannon the drive, left lane line up, wild shot off the mark, no good. Crowell ahead to store with Moretti back, A.J. down the lane, up right hand, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, it'll belong to Wisconsin.
Way to get after that, AJ. What I'm really curious with Siegen being in here, because they don't tend to hedge on those ball screens, that could be deadly for him to get into that rhythm.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound, and a whistle. It looked like a goodie for tagging Tyler Wall, perhaps. Let's see.
Yeah, yep, he was sleeping. Yeah, he made a great backdoor cut, and he had no position, so that was a half-two foul.
First on Goody, fourth on Illinois. Hepburn, baseline left, inbounds to Crowell, feeds Connor, flips a three, left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Terrence Shannon. And up the floor comes Shannon with a head of steam. Left lane line, drives the paint, goes up, blocked, but a foul. That's what Terrence Shannon does. He's big and strong, 6'6", well put together. They get Stephen Crowell for the foul. That'll be his first. And Terrence Shannon, who attempts more than 8 free throws a game, will be at the line for 2.
The biggest thing for him to get him off of that, you got to meet him at half court. If you let him get until he's at the 3-point line like they did there, there's no stopping him.
He's like a running back who hits the hole, right, with authority. First free throw for Shannon is no good. He's a 79% free throw shooter. Klesman will come in for Chucky Hepburn. 12:55 left in the half, 14-7, Wisconsin. Shannon suspended for 6 games late December through the middle of January, but since coming back, he has just been terrific for the Illini. Second free throw is good, and it's 14-8, Wisconsin. First point for Shannon here today. And here's Max Klesman jogging to the front court, throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Crowell against Dane Danger. Stevie Release at the Store, high on the right. Andrews patient offensively. Store, left-hand dribble, curls around a cross screen, left lane line. He'll pivot, he'll fade, he'll flip. It's in and out, no good. And a rebound to Illinois. Here's Justin Harmon, goes cross-court for Moretti. Left sideline to the front court for the Illini. Moretti feeds Goody off the danger screen. Wraps it right side for Harmon. Popped it back to Goody. Rotates high on the left for Moretti. Moretti drives on a Sejan in the lane. Push it up right hand. Back rim twice and out. No good as Sejan clears the board for Wisconsin. 12-12 left in the half, 14-8 the Badgers. Here's Max, moves it up the crowd, top of the circle, angles right, fakes the handoff to Store, flips the wall, hands it to Klesman. Klesman against Harmon, takes it off of a crowd screen, throws to Stevie. He's at the top of the circle. Danger defending, 10 to shoot. Crowd picked up the dribble, hands off to Store. AJ to the line, down the lane, stops up left hand, good, off the glass. 16-8 Wisconsin.
That is tough to keep your balance when you get bang coming down the lane. Good job by AJ.
11:42 left in the first half. 8-point lead Wisconsin. Shannon outside right off the danger screen. Shannon steps back. Let's go with three. Left of the circle. He hits it. He's a 35% shooter from distance.
Ooh, that is a tough move. Klesman did all he could to keep him out of the lane. Great step back.
16-11 Wisconsin. 11:23 left in the first half. Klesman outside left. Loops it into Wall against Goody. Tyler left of the lane. Starting to back is Wall. Backing is Goody. A little dig from Harmon. Still single from Goody. A couple of pumps. Wall inside up. No good. Rebound. Tip dunk. Steven Crow.
There he is.
Yes, sir. Big Stevie with the follow dunk. 18-11 Wisconsin.
He's really making himself present. He's staying with about 8 feet of that rim. Great job.
10:55 left first half. Here's Shannon off the screen. Left elbow jumper is good. Shannon has six. 18-13 Wisconsin. Klesman on the dribble. 10:44 left in the half. Tyler Wall hands off to Store around a Wall screen. Store stops foul line. Now Crowell throws the wall. Quick pass to Sejan. On the dribble, off the crowd screen, goes to left side for Store, baseline left, the drive reverse layup is good. The burst from Store, and the lead back to seven for Wisconsin.
He's got that sneaky first fast step, and man, he caught Shannon sleeping.
10:22 left in the half, 20-13 Wisconsin. Shannon high on the rights. Defended by Klesman. Shannon for three, right of the circle, off the rim, no good. Luke Goody crashing, got tied up by a siege and held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. Good work by a siege and couple of Indiana guys there, Fort Wayne guys, Sejan and Luke Goody. And Luke Goody grimacing a bit as he gets up as we have the under 11 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 10:13 left in the first half, Wisconsin 20, Illinois 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 10-13 left of the first half, Wisconsin 20, Illinois 13.
Just got an update that Blackwell is doing okay after that missed layup. He got hit pretty hard in the face, so they just wanted to make sure he was doing all right, but he is cleared to play. A little else I'm noticing that Wisconsin was doing, we talked about it as keys, 12 of their 20 inside to start here at the beginning of the game. If they continue to do that, all Illinois is going to have to do is start sucking down tighter and tighter, and then the shots are going to start draining.
Badgers 8 of 16 from the field, Illinois 5 of 13. AJ Store already with 6, likewise for Terrence Shannon. Marcus Silver in the lineup for Wisconsin right now, out there with Hepburn, Store, Klesman, and Crowell. You have Damask, Hawkins, Shannon, Guerrier, and Justin Harmon, the 6'4 grad transfer from Chicago, is at Utah Valley prior to coming back to the home state. Here's back to Klesman. Badgers on offense, moving to our left in the first half. Klesman high on the right, and his pass intended for Crowell is kicked out of bounds by Damask.
I like that attention, right, to get to Crowell down in the post. Really important to continue to force that down there.
Talked about that as one of the keys to the game, right? Inbounds pass, Store into Chucky Hepburn along the right. Moves to Crowell against Hawkins. Backing is Crowell. Turns to the baseline. Moves to the block. Shot clock is at 8. Now Store has it with 5 to shoot. AJ off the screen from Crowell, and it's an illegal one, says DJ Karstensen. And that's significant. That's 2 on Crowell with 9:47 left in the first half. And now that changes the dynamic.
I don't know about that. That's tough. When there's 4 bodies down there banging around each other, I just don't see that. Even on the replay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Red guard usually doesn't play someone with 2 fouls in the first half. There are exceptions. Crowell sits with half of a half remaining here. The opening stanza. Guerrier hands off to Harmon. Harmon left of the circle, feeds Damask up top against Marcus Silver. Flipped it back to Harmon, fakes the 3, dribbles off the left wing, running right-hander, back iron and out, no good. Guerrier, the offensive rebound, brought it down, got tied up momentarily, gets it out of there to Damask. He'll try another 3 and hit it from the left side. Marcus Damask with a couple of 3s, and it's 20-16 Wisconsin.
That's what we talked about. All 5 guys have to rebound, and right there was not that effort.
Here's Hepburn low on the right on the dribble. Takes it left, flips it up and in. Hepburn with his first points. 22-16 Wisconsin, 9 minutes left in the half.
Wisconsin's been taking advantage of Illinois' tendencies. They're fast off the ground. They like to go after shot fakes. So good job by Wisconsin being patient.
Here's Damask off the right wing. Throws it out to Guerrier. Fakes the 3, gets it back to Damask. He's feeling it here in the early going from long range. A pass for Shannon, 10 to shoot. Shannon off the screen from Damask. Shannon steps back, long 3 left side, good. About 40% of Illinois' attempts are from 3, and Illinois now 4 of 6 from downtown today. 22-19 Wisconsin, 8:24 left in the first half. Wall throwing to Store left point. AJ drives by Shannon in the lane, goes up, got fouled by Coleman Hawkins. That ball got some body as well, and A.J. Store goes to the foul line. First foul on Hawkins.
This is the kind of game A.J. Store likes to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
He knows he can outjump most people, so he's going to be aggressive.
Illinois, a team that will score, has been vulnerable defensively. And
when we talk about the high percentage of three-pointers, Wisconsin, what they have to do a better job of is get higher and higher pressure. Let them get inside. You have the help side there. It's almost like your pitcher trying to control too much of the pitch. Let your fielders field. Same with the defensive side.
First free throw is good for AJ. One more coming. He's 3 of 3 at the foul line. Make it 3 of 4 as he misses the second. Hawkins with the rebound. 23-19 Wisconsin. 8:15 left in the first half. Marcus Damask to the front court. Pride of Waupun, Wisconsin. It's a pretty good cheering section, as you'd imagine today. Now Hepburn, pill for Shannon. Here's Chucky down the lane. Goes up, no, but a foul. It's on Shannon. Hepburn with the steal. Got hit going to the rim, and Chucky goes to the free throw line. First foul on Shannon.
Chucky was, I think, going to go up at that rim, but Shannon did not want him to have any of that momentum. What I love about Chucky's defense is that he baits guys in to keeping the ball behind them, and that's when he gets that little wraparound steal that he always has the opportunity at.
When we talk about Wisconsin's defense not being up to its usual high standard this season, but Chucky Hepburn has just been terrific. He hits the first free throw.
I don't know if there is a statistic because I don't pay that close attention, but if you could say, like, what his guy does every single game, I would say lights out. I would take him over anybody in the country.
Yeah, he loves assignments like this. He hits both free throws. And it's 25-19 Wisconsin with 8 minutes left in the first half. Ty Rogers back in there, brings it up the floor. Shannon sits down for the moment. Now DeMass, top of the circle against Wall. DeMass with a shake, puts it on the deck, left lane line. He'll pivot, pivots again, fades, flips, 13 feet away. Good for Marcus DeMass. And he has 10, 25-21 Wisconsin. 7:40 left in the first half. Silver left of the circle. Over against Coleman Hawkins, a throw to Wall at the top. Tyler will give it to Hepburn. Chucky weaving on the dribble. Right foul line extended. Probing goes to work. Fades, flips, baseline right. Left it short, and it rolls off the left side iron on a tip attempt from Ilver. Carrier the rebound and throws it away, trying to get the mask. Let him too far. Unforced turnover for Illinois as we have the under eight media timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 7:20 left in the first half. Wisconsin 25, Illinois 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving, job, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Badgers back on offense, 7:20 left in the half, 25-21 Wisconsin.
You know, Illinois is hitting really tough contested shots, and as you get into the second half, those legs get tired, so that could be a real advantage towards Wisconsin.
Connor is sieging, trying to go inside to Blackwell, pass off the mark, turnover Wisconsin, so they trade miscues on either side of the media timeout. Hawkins against Klesman, throwing the Rogers right wing, matching up with Connor Asijan. Backing is Rogers, mid post right in the lane, goes up right hand, bricked wide left, rebound battled for, pinballed out to DeMass, pass deflected by Wall, right back to DeMass, whips it inside, Harmon catches low on the right, the layup is good. Scramble play, and Illinois gets the bucket and is pulled within two. 25-23 Wisconsin, 6:40 left in the first half. Hepburn outside right, hooks a pass to Klesman between the circles, whistle, offensive foul called on Connor Asijan. over on the weak side. That's the first on Connor.
It's too easy to make that call when you're pushing a guy in the chest. You're not going to get called. You get those little hip check pushes. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going to get away with it, and that's just something with age.
Yep, he's just trying to get loose from Ty Rogers. And third foul, fourth foul against Wisconsin. Illinois has six. Here's Rogers driving right of the lane. He got tripped up by Storr, and that's two on AJ. So the Badgers have fouled themselves into a bit of a dilemma here. You got Stephen Crowell on the bench already with two. AJ Storr with two. And it's like Greg Gard's going to keep Storr, but he's thinking about it. Now he's going to go ahead and make a move.
Yeah. Yep. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. So opportunity really knocking here in some recent games for Marcus Ilver. Greg just trying to get a little bit more offense out there, and Marcus getting some time. Now he's in there for Storr. Inbounds pass Hawkins feeding Guerrier at the top. Throws to Rogers, loops it to Harmon outside right. Harmon against Hepburn now. Shannon continues to get a rest for Illinois. The mask off the Guerrier screen, working over at his wall. A throw to Guerrier off the left wing in the lane. Running right-hander is good, and we're tied at 25. Quincy Guerrier with a bucket, 25 apiece, 6:05 left in the first half. A 6-point run for the Illini. Over throws to Hepburn, outside left. Chucky, left of the lane, got around Harmon, then got fouled by Harmon. That will send Wisconsin to the line. Now into the bonus, as it's the first on Harmon, number 7 on Illinois.
That's where Wisconsin's really taking advantage of Illinois, is that they're shooting almost 4 times the free throws and making them at a really high clip. They're at 87%, I think, right now. So good job by Wisconsin recognizing that. Now with this 6-point run, Wisconsin has to get some stops. This is where you got to make some of those defensive possessions that we were talking about, this, like the end of 4 or 5 minutes of every half, they have to get better at finishing.
Hepburn at the foul line, 74%. Front end of the 1-1 is in and out, no good. Coleman Hawkins the rebound. Now here's Shannon, head of steam in the lane, goes up, wild shot off the mark, rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Illinois. And here was Shannon, he was going to hit the hole or just make the hole, kind of running back style. I'm going. It's how he plays, and it served him very well.
It has, but that's a dangerous thing to be doing, especially with the foul trouble. It's maybe not what he needs to be doing.
And Shannon does have the one foul. Here's Ilver outside right, hands off to Klesman. Max with a flip for Wall, top of the circle, turns it to Blackwell against Ty Rogers. Blackwell left wing, throws to Ilver for three, straight on, around and out, no good. Shannon the rebound. 5:35 left in the half, tied at 25. Ty Rogers front court, scoops it to Shannon, fakes the three, puts it on the deck, right of the lane, Euro step, goes up, missed, but a foul. And Terrence Shannon will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. They'll get Blackwell. And that'll be his first.
Now, I was talking about this early. If you're not picking them up at half court, Illinois, no matter what position on the guard play, they've got too much momentum and they're too strong to stop them around the 3-point line or the key.
Shannon with 9 points, 1 of 2 at the foul line today. By the way, as Shannon hits the first free throw in a day where the Badgers have honored Howard Moore, he's made his first Kohl Center appearance in nearly 5 years. Both coaching staffs are wearing special ties with Howard's number 34 in the words that you should all live by: do more, be more, for more. Both coaching staffs with those ties here today. Both free throws are good for Shannon. 27-25 Illinois, 5:20 left in the first half. And Wall throwing one away, went through the hands of Max Klesman and out of bounds, and Nolan Winter will come in to replace Wall.
Wisconsin's not playing controlled right now. They're letting Illinois control that pace and that tempo.
I think in the disappointment of Tuesday, Wisconsin was really good at protecting the basketball. Mm-hmm. But 6 turnovers for Wisconsin so far in this first half, and still 5:10 left in it. Marcus Damask off the Rogers screen. Klesman fighting over it. Damask in the lane. Slipped it to Rogers. Low on the right. Up. Good. It counts out a foul. Oh, terrific delivery from Damask, and Rogers finishes, and he has an and one.
Yeah, this is where Wisconsin has to be together. The physicality has to come through, because Illinois is going to press, knowing that Wisconsin's back on their heels. A couple of their key players are out, so this is big for Wisconsin to have to press here in the last 5 minutes.
Klesman with the foul, his first free throw. Rogers, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. Rogers a bit better than 64% at the foul line coming into the game. 29-25 Illinois. With 4:55 left of the first half. Winter gets it to Ilver between the circles. Marcus slips it to Blackwell, cutting off the left wing in the lane. Low on the left, goes up at the bottom of the rim, no good. Rebound, Guerrier. Here comes Shannon. Turns it out to Rogers, feeds to Mask right of the circle. The throw to Coleman Hawkins. Hawkins in the lane, flipped it up right hand, missed it wide right. Got his own rebound. Low on the left, gets the putback. And the run continues for Illinois. Greg Gard needs timeout as Hepburn to the front court. Timeout, Wisconsin. A 12-point run for the Fighting Illini. And they should be a full timeout, and it will be. We'll go ahead and take a break. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. And it's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 4:30 left in the first half. Illinois 31, Wisconsin 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. A 12-point run for the Illini, 4:30 left in the first half, 31-25, Illinois leading the Badgers.
Well, Wisconsin with guys in a little bit of trouble on the foul side, especially not having Crowell on there. I think that allows Illinois to get to the rim a little bit more, but Wisconsin has to find something, right? Like when those things come up, because they're going to, where are you going to get those points? You got Wall on the floor. Klusman has to look at those opportunities, and Chucky has to be more aggressive right now.
Yep, Crowell in store with the two fouls. We play on. Here's Chucky Hepburn against Terrence Shannon, throwing to Max Klusman. He's with Marcus Damask. A throw to Hepburn high on the left. Refeeds Klusman up top. Max setting the floor. Carter Gilmore on the floor for Wisconsin right now. Gilly has it at the top. Hands off the wall. 10 to shoot. Wall against Guerrier. Tyler, a little crossover. Spins in the lane. One pump. Up right hand. Good. Tyler Wall with six. And that stops the run. 31-27 the Illini.
Good job by Tyler to make sure he was present and available for that score.
4 minutes left in the first half. Rogers outside left. He's with Gilmore. Now Hawkins versus Klusman. At the top, a handoff to Guerrier. Picked up by Klusman on the switch. A throw to Guerrier high on the left. Refeeds the mask at the center circle. He'll toss it to Shannon. Hepburn defends. Shot clock is at six. Shannon high on the right. Fakes left. Moves to his right. Three to shoot. Two to shoot. Shannon will for three. Bricked it wide left. Rebound, John Blackwell. Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin, right side of the front court. Rogers defending the freshman. Blackwell on the left-hand dribble, feeds Gilmore. Carter a couple dribbles to the left point. He'll throw the Wall top of the circle. Wall turns it to Max Klusman off the Wall ball screen. Going to Gilmore left of the wheel. Shot clock is at 10. Gilmore, the whistle, and they're going to get a foul called here against Wisconsin. And Gilmore, as Terrence Shannon was sent to the floor.
I don't know if I agree with that call, because as he made a pivot with that ball, he wasn't looking to screen. He was pivoting. So I don't like that call at all.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, he still had possession of. Yeah, was.
Yeah, he didn't stick it out to get a screen. Ooh. He was pivoting in the moment. So yeah.
Team control, non-shooting. Team foul number 8 against Wisconsin. 3:08 left in the half, 4-point lead Illinois. Here's Damask out of the lane. Now at the right block, turns the left corner for Hawkins. Inside feed, Dane Danger back in there against Gilmore. Left block feeds Hawkins. Hawkins to the line, runs it out Damask. 3-shot, right corner, good again. And Marcus Damask has hit 3 threes in this first half. 34-27 Illinois, 2:47 left of the break. Hepburn outside right. He'll throw to Gilmore, top of the circle. Gilmore hands off to Klesman, whips at the wall. He'll try a three right of the circle. Book it! Tyler Wall with his third made three of the season. 34-30 Illinois, 2:30 left in the first half. Damask outside right. He'll let it fly again. Not this time. Back iron tipped up. Gary Ano. Rebound Klesman. Here comes Chucky racing up the right sideline of the front court. Chucky through the lane, feeds Blackwell low on the left, up and in. Blackwell from Hepburn, Badgers within two.
Somebody took the valve off. The governor has been released.
Yes, sir. Crowd into it, 2:05 left in the half, 34-32 Illinois. Damask outside right, throws to Hawkins, top of the circle, into Dane Danger, backing up left hand, good. Dane Danger's first points, 36-32 Illinois. 1:50 left in the first half. Hepburn glides up the right sideline quickly off the Gilmore ball screen. A throw to Wall at the top. Turns to Klesman, left point. Max dribbles, top of the circle. Mid-range Jay straight on. Too hard, no good. Damask the rebound for Illinois. Marcus Damask, a long lead feed. Coleman Hawkins left of the lane. Feed Shannon, tries a three left side. Good again. Ooh, they can score in bunches. 39-32 Illinois. 1:25 left in the half. Hepburn throwing to Gilmore, out front. Turns to Klesman at the top, off the screen from Wall. Klesman high on the right. As Max retreats on the dribble against Quincy Guerrier. Now Klesman starts to go, cut off right block. Gets at the Wall, inside the right elbow, moving in on Guerrier. Low on the right, splits a double team, feeds Gilmore. Low on the left, two fly by up, got it, count it, and a foul. Good fake inside for Gilmore, then got hit, and he has himself an and one.
Great patience there by Gilmore, and beautiful look by Tyler. He got stuck there on the baseline and knew his partner was open on the opposite side.
They get the foul on Danger. That will be his second. 1:05 left in the half, 39-34. The Illinois, and Gilmore is at the free throw line, and the free throw is good. Big three-point play for Carter Gilmore, 39-35. Illinois' lead down to 4. And now Damask to the front court. There's Tyler Wall, now picked up by Klesman on the switch. Damask moving in on the dribble, backing down, turns up 10 feet away, right of the lane, no good. Rebound, battled for, snapped away by Gilmore. 45 seconds left in that. Badgers down 4 with the ball. Hepburn to the front court, left of the lane, hits the brakes, feeds Wall, turns to Gilmore outside right. One dribble, leads it for Klesman. Max wheels in the lane, out a quarter, right of the paint. Inside, Blackwell wide open, low on the right, layup good. Blackwell from Gilmore, timeout Illinois. Badgers within 2, 30.5 seconds left in the half.
Got Harmon sleeping.
He sure did.
Oh, great. I just rewatched that play. Holy moly, he really caught him sleeping. He was all the way out at the top of the key. Good job by Blackwell to recognize that position.
Carter Gilmore doing a little work at an and one a moment ago, and now has himself a dime setting up Blackwell.
Well, he's just being patient. Last couple games when he wasn't getting much playing time, he was rushing everything. So I'm glad he's recognizing he's just got to slow himself down.
Yeah, kudos to Gilly. He is a terrific team player because he was, you know, he normally would come in for Tyler Wall in the last couple of games. We've seen Marcus Ilver. He was trying to get a little bit more offense out there, and Gilly staying with it. Works a lot on the scout team as well as the rotation. Dude just keeps at it, and they have needed him, and he is delivering here late in the first half.
He's doing a really nice job, really nice job. And you hit it perfectly. The consummate team player.
Yes.
Cheering for his teammates. When he's out there, he's making the most of it.
Here's Marcus Damask to the front court. Down to 23 seconds. Not even a second difference. Game to shot clock. Damask left of the center circle. Wall is crowding him. Now backs off. Game clock at 15, left in the first half, 39-37 Illinois. Damask will rock the dribble, uncontested left of the center circle. 8 seconds left in the half. Justin Harmon hands off to Shannon on the weave. Shannon left the lane, pull up mid-range jumper. Brick it wide right. Here comes Tucky with two, with one. Half-court heave, counts if it goes. It is off the front rim, no good. And the first half has come to an end. We've seen him hit those, and he just missed from half-court.
What a beautiful look there by Tucky, and to be aware, he looked right up as soon as he got that ball to see he had about 2 seconds left. Man, what a great first half.
Oh boy, we'll say it again. We said it before, we'll say it again. Buckle up. Another tight one in the Big Ten Conference this afternoon. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. At the half, Illinois 39, Wisconsin 37. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex? When it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
To salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Illinois 39, Wisconsin 37 at the half. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID,